Start your day with Tim Fleming in the morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have Chad Hansen with us from Corporate Farmer on our live line. And I hope we've got a good enough connection, because I think we're trying to reach Chad on the golf course, aren't we, Chad?
No, it's a little too cold yet for that.
I figured that, you know, you get past that tax deadline, you'd be trying to hit a golf ball no matter where you were.
I'm sure there's plenty other accountants out there or tax people that are definitely enjoying that or have those plans. It seems like most of my staff makes those plans for right after tax season, so somebody's left to kind of man the shop. So unfortunately, I guess I just have too many of those loose strings that kind of let go during tax season that need to be taken care of, and so I always feel much better, you know, just kind of making sure that those are all done, and then I can relax. But I'm ready for that. It's definitely, there's a smile on my face compared to maybe you can hear the difference with the stress level being down from the last few weeks. But yeah, ready for some sunshine and good weather. No more of those storms and tornadoes, that's for sure.
Let's hope not. No, we don't need any of that kind of stuff. And you do, you guys, you put in some long hours, some hard hours, and we've talked a lot about that, but it's a satisfying long, hard grind that you guys go through working with your clients, and it's well worth it for everybody involved.
Yeah, I mean, that's at the end of the day the reason why you do it, and the reason why you want to make sure that everything's taken care of at the very end. You know, it's one of those deals where once the clock strikes midnight, you know, it's over, and you definitely want to make sure that each and every person's kind of got their stuff, got it taken care of, and gets things filed and mailed on time. So, you know, it's like anything, you know, the people that you work with and the people that you're, you know, that you're there to help are, the ones that kind of make it so rewarding and enjoyable and the reason you do it again and again. Now, I will say that, you know, 6 or 9 months, I can handle that break in between because, it definitely needed. I kind of feel for some of the teachers and educators out there. I know we all give them a hard time about the fact that they get their summers off, but, you know, the things that they do for our kids and how challenging that is, I think sometimes you need that time to kind of recoup and kind of refocus on yourself so that you can get ready to do it again, and that's definitely, you know, a good comparison, I think, in a lot of ways to what we do over that probably about 4 month span. And, you know, I'm kind of sitting here right now wondering what it's going to be like or what I'm going to do this weekend, because I haven't had a weekend and, you know, since the beginning of the year probably to even worry about something like that. So not looking for any sympathy by any means, but it's just you feel a little lost, and that's why, you know, it's easy for me to talk to my clients, and when they're thinking or contemplating retirement, is I kind of know what that kind of feeling is. Is, you know, you get to the point where you know, you don't know anything different, and so to kind of walk away from something like that or to retire, you know, is not an easy thing mentally to kind of process in your brain, just because you don't know anything besides work and going out there and doing it. And so, you know, more often than not, I think that our conversations tend to focus just as much on the mental aspect as it does the financial aspect of those decisions.
Well, and you're dealing with you know, farmers, and you're dealing with agriculture, and you think of the seasons and the just the natural changes that they go through, the planting season and the growing season and the harvest season, and you throw in the tax season, and you got a lot of different changes for mm-hmm. them through a year.
For sure. You know, we go through watching some snowflakes here over the weekend, and maybe even a little of it collected. You know, I saw Sunday night some of the white stuff on the ground outside, and, you know, a little bit yet in the morning, and maybe some other parts of western Iowa that got, you know, significant amounts of snowfall. And, you know, we're still thinking that we should be in the fields planting, and I've seen, you know, a little bit of activity out there already at this point in time. But I can tell you that every one of the clients that I've been speaking to, you know, is pretty antsy about getting out there, getting started, and getting to work on, you know, planting this this crop and things. And so it looks like maybe by the end of the week, you know, some things might be changing and warming up and putting us in a place where we can begin that season that you talk about, that planting season. And, you know, that kind of just starts off that chain reaction of, you know, right into spraying, and before we know it, you and I will be talking about harvest and those types of things. And, you know, with each season and each step along the way, you know, there's work to be done. And obviously, you know, that work isn't all done out in the fields that we all get to see. Some of that work gets done behind the scenes, and, you know, that's where we come into play. And you know, I think where we kind of hold a critical role for our clients to help them stay organized from a financial standpoint. And I just notice each and every year, you know, like the number of people that reach out to us and just say, hey, it's kind of time to start to think a little bit more serious about this, get a lot better organized, and we want to start to take care of all those things because it's just become, you know, too much for us to handle. And so, you know, that's fun to see that, you know, something that's been, you know, part of how we've done things for, you know, for me 20-some years, that it's still that important of a role to many of our clients. And, you know, like you said, back to how grateful they are for our services and what we do for them to help them along the way.
Yeah, I think there were probably a few that wound up, you know, filing for that extra time. and I don't know how many you had to work with that went through that mm-hmm. process. But, you know, I know a few that were out there that did that. Mm-hmm. And so that it continues with that ongoing effort to get that taken care of. It's mm-hmm. not going to go away forever.
No, and... Yeah, I'm surprised. I'll be honest with you. This is all new to us because, like, for the last 2 years, we've had a delay in the due date, you know, from May or June or July, you know, that has allowed for plenty of time to not have a reason to file an extension and, you know, kind of move it back to normal again this year. You're kind of a little worried that you might have a lot more extensions than normal, and going through that list over the weekend and into tomorrow or into Monday there to kind of, you know, make sure that we had all of them filed. I was in shock that it was almost even down from what it would have been a couple years ago pre-COVID for the number of clients that we would typically have to file extensions for. So I don't know what, you know, to kind of say is the reason for that. Maybe it's just because, you know, they haven't been able to get out in the fields, and so they've been stuck inside doing some paperwork. Maybe it's they just want to get it taken care of and be done with it. It was definitely refreshing because in years past we've had, you know, a significant number. Probably not percentage-wise of the total returns we do, but, you know, enough of them that you kind of had to continue to think we better stay on these people and make sure, because, you know, again, it's going to get busy for them. They're going to get busy planting and plenty of things to do after that point in time. And, you know, even though they've got until October 15th with that extension, you know, you hate to see it kind of go that long. And so, yeah, I mean, kind of something that was an interesting fact, I guess, in my mind, as far as coming out of this first, you know, non-COVID year, was that we saw that the number of extensions were kind of lower than what it's been in the past. So pleasantly surprised, I would definitely say, with that comment.
Yeah, I think probably in your business, and probably others too, looking back on this COVID period, when you're looking at, you know, the 5, 10, 20, 25 year, you know, and you look at a bracket to see where everything was charted, there will be a few blips on the radar screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's never the same. I tell you that is, it's kind of like, you know, in sports, you kind of go in with your game plan, and, you know, once the bullets start flying, that you kind of better be ready to change and change quickly. And, you know, that's tax season. We try and go in prepared with a plan of attack and how it's going to all play out. And, you know, none of them are the same, whether that's affected by just, you know, your own personal kind of situation, or, you know, other employees that have things come up in their lives that they've got to deal with. You know, obviously, with COVID, that was, you know, about as crazy it's going to get when you are dealing with a pandemic and don't exactly know how to handle it, and we're all kind of learning on the fly, and waiting for the government to kind of give us some guidance, I guess, too, as well, throughout that process. So, but you know, the fun thing is, you know, we have people retire and bring in new staff, and, you know, I'm just excited about the people that we have here and the amount of work that they put in during the season, and, you know, their willingness to, you know, do the long hours. And I think it just all comes back to, you know, bringing in people and having a staff that really is focused on doing best for your clients and helping them out, because at the end of the day, they're willing to maybe work a little bit longer, harder, to get things right, just because, you know, that they have a concern and a passion to do things that way and help others. And so, you know, a lot of it's your culture and what kind of values that you stand on. And, you know, we try and mimic what we see as that, those same values that, you know, our farmers and rural people have about hard work and wanting to help others and give back and all those things. And I think that's why, you know, we've always been such a good match for those farmers around here to work together and have a, you know, strong partnership, because we have the same ideals.
Well, and you've got quite a staff. There's no question about that. Good people doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's nice to be able to say, hey, you know, go enjoy a few days and go do something that you're passionate about outside of the office. And, you know, we'll make sure and keep the things going and taken care of, but you know, you gotta have a little bit of time for yourself and your family and stuff too. And so that's neat, and that's what you know, Easter's all about too. I know you probably spent some time with some family there over the weekend, and, you know, I did as well, and so did the rest of the staff. And those are, I think, things that are important to kind of create that well-balanced individual and, you know, kind of rejuvenate you to kind of get back at it.
So I'm sure your clients are all ready to start neat and clean and moving forward and being ready for next tax season.
Yeah, and that's kind of the start of it, you know, is you try and have some of those conversations and talk about, you know, where things are going to go next year, because I think, you know, there's so much up in the air. We've seen, you know, prices skyrocket on both ends, whether that be for, you know, the commodities, corn and soybeans primarily, that our clients are selling. And then, you know, with the input costs and everything, there's just so many unknowns. And so, you know, trying to have a perspective of what tomorrow's going to bring, I think, is important. In fact, just before we got on the line, I was talking to a client out in South Dakota, and, you know, just kind of making him aware of the fact that I know he's got, you know, a fiscal year coming up here at the end of the month, and he's concerned about getting that to where he wants to be from a tax perspective, but, you know, reminding him, you know, get kind of your inventory numbers together so we can see what we want to do with this grain inventory and, you know, what that's going to create for a tax situation for next year and how we manage that and deal with it, you know, is just as important as today. And so, you know, I think that that's something that we've always been focused on, that, you know, too many people get caught up in what is happening right here and now. And the worst is those that focus on what's already happened, right? We've got plenty of friends that, you know, can't get away from, you know, why they sold low or, you know, the mistakes that they made in the past. You know, that next step is to get into the present. But I think the people that are the most successful are the ones that can look out into the future and kind of see what's going on there and then kind of right the ship in a direction, you know, where they want to get to, and instead of those that, you know, don't even know where they're going, so they've got no idea of what direction to take. And so, you know, those are the things that from us as an outside party we can, you know, help work with our clients to kind of let them see the forest for the trees and help them, you know, make those decisions inside their operation that are going to allow them to have that harvest, whether that's in the fall or whether that's a harvest that may take, you know, several years to cultivate. So that I think that's the key to any advisor, right, is to be able to provide that kind of perspective and have that kind of a future-looking perspective on things.
Get everybody all lined up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chad, it's always great to talk to you. For those people that want to find out how to get themselves in a right position now moving forward with Corporate Farmer, how can they do that?
Yeah, it's super easy. Just give us a call anytime, 800-472-6931. And you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Chad, great to talk to you. Enjoy a little extra time this week, okay?
Yes, for sure. Thank you. And we'll probably be seeing you on the ball field here sometime soon.
All right. Very good. Yeah. We sure will. Thanks, Chad.
Bye.
It's Chad Hansen, everybody. He's the boss. He's the president out there at Corporate Farmer. Touch base with him, really. It will be a great asset for your farm operation. Corporate Farmer with us Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 on AM 1300. KGLO Mason City and KGLO AM.com.